Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Good morning, Brianda.
Good morning. Lord, what I need, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Okay, so I wanted to go over a call with you. Can you play recordings if I send it to you and team?
No. I can't play recordings at all.
Not even in your email?
Because I remember me and, what's her name is, I were trying to.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all try through both ways?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you wouldn't probably be able to hear the call if I started playing it in this call, I wouldn't think. Okay, that's okay. I have the phone number and the date and everything here anyway and, like, the details of the call. So let's go over it. So there was a call that you handled on Monday this week. It was an OMAX call. This guy called in. He was an older guy. I'm going to let you pull up the account. Here is the order ID number for OMAX. So if you can just pull that up to go ahead and have his account in front of you. And then we'll get it together. How's your day going?
I'm all right.
Okay, take your time.
What's the name? Oh, this is the order ID number.
Edward? Did you search the order number?
Yeah, I'm finna do it now.
Okay. It'll pull up the account.
Now I typed in order number, and then put them up.
Where did you put the order number at?
I went to
where it says
order
lookup. Go over to the left side of the page underneath that calendar that's being displayed. You see how it has that box where it says order number, and then it says web order number? Quick lookup under events and detail under the calendar.
How long? So go to where? Now,
do you see the calendar on the front page of OrderLogix?
The order.
Do you see the calendar?
Agent.
Your phone's going in and out.
Agent. Is it on the C. That is a that agent?
No, you wouldn't be up there at all. You would go. You see the calendar to the left of the page?
Uh huh.
Okay, look below that. There's an empty
okay.
box.
Oh,
place
okay.
it there. And then just hit the little couple. Did it take you to their account?
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm just loaded up. I'm on the internet. Your internet, Slotin? Hold on, man. Well, look, Kayla, you're my baby.
No, you're going to the wrong part. You wouldn't be up there at all. You see that calendar? Yeah.
I'm right here.
There you go. Yeah. Place the order number there, and then hit the nope. Change it back, and then hit the couple.
This went on load up.
Okay. Does your computer usually go this slow?
No. And my baby, Wi-Fi, because we had to switch the box because we had a smaller, the Wi-Fi thing, and it was like for a two-bedroom apartment. And because my baby was on Zoom. So sick
tired. I just refreshed it, so let's see if it'll...
Huh?
I said because it's moving extremely slow. Does it move like this with your
No, it haven't. And Charter, because my house phone is out. Like the house phone won't even do a dial tone. And they said that there was
because. Account right here.
Okay. No, I'm saying it just got up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What were you saying about your kid though? I'm sorry.
No, my baby. Wi-Fi thing, the service keeps going in and out. I'm so sick and tired of you people. But you can go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you see the note where you left the note at, scroll down a little bit to where the notes are.
Uh-huh.
And your note from 9/21 where it says customer called in checking on account, be more at ASK.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So do you see what the customer has on this account?
The cryo free customer not allowed to use the 15 again customer order for that price.
No, not the note, but do you see what they have on their account? Like what they've had with us?
The OMAX sleep and the cryo freeze.
Okay. So this day when you took this call, the customer said, hey, I'd like to place an order for the rapid relief drops again. And you were like the rapid relief drops, and then you had a little difficulties pulling up his account at first. There was a lot of silence in the phone. There was a lot of asking the customer to repeat himself, like as far as with his zip code, what it was. And then there was the kids in the background. I'm guessing they were doing their schoolwork, and you can hear them pretty loud in the call because I don't know if you guys are sitting like close or not together. But you can, like, literally make out what was being said in the background. It was a lot of distraction in the call.
Uh-huh.
He called in to place an order for the cryo freeze rapid relief drops, and you actually just directed him to the website to place an order. You said that we don't place orders over the phone.
Yes, because I know, remember this call. I think there was a call where... he didn't say the rap. He said something else. The CB, he said something else. And I think I had wrote down.
The rapid relief drops. But as you can see on his account, right here where I'm highlighting, it's the CBD cryo freeze rapid relief drops. Do you see where I just highlighted the blue area? So that's where he's already been calling in before, and he's been getting this product that we purchased for him. He calls in to place orders, one-time shipment. So you told him that he couldn't place the order with you, that you had to do it. He had to go to the website to do it. Now, is it that the way that he worded it, or do you
I think
not,
it was
like,
the way he worded it, because I think there was something when I had went to I had asked Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
I had wrote in Teams.
Right.
And she had told me you had to order online. Probably was the way he worded.
Right, but the rapid relief drops is also another product that's on retention that we handle. Wendy is not actually trained on OMAX, but she does handle, and when you put it in the OMAX group and you said, hey, do we have the rapid relief drops, or how, I'm not sure exactly how it was worded, so don't quote me, but it's still in there. But she was like, the customer, I have to order it online. She said, we don't have that for OMAX, but she doesn't know what products we have for OMAX because she's not trained on it. And because you listed in the group, there should have been some type of explanation behind that. Well, this is an OMAX call. Do we have rapid relief drops for the OMAX products? Even if you weren't sure, you would have needed to go to the website to check to see what products we have, pull up the product list if you were going to place an order to see what type of products there is that we would have under relief drops, because you know that's already a CBD product, and we only offer cryo-free CBD products, so it would all be listed under the cryo-free option list. So I don't know if you just didn't see where I highlighted at when the customer was on the phone, or if you didn't come down to the notes of the previous history, customer called in wanting to order the sleep one-time shipment, offer the drops, customer said, it works better, rapid relief drops. I mean, all of that was already on the account. But, again, there was a lot of distraction in the call where you were just silent a lot of the time, and then the kids and all in the background, and he was just kind of waiting on the line. I know that you've spoken with Aya in regards to a lot of distraction going on, a lot of noise going on in the background. And even just a moment ago when I was monitoring calls, just randomly I was monitoring TH quality calls, and it jumped to your call, you were just stuttering around, like you didn't know what to say next, and then you had to think about what you were supposed to say next, and then you would say it, and the customer was like, I don't know what that means, and you had to keep repeating it instead of giving them the explanation of what you were trying to explain to them or offer them. Are the kids there with you now?
Oh, that's my youngest and my nephew.
Okay. Okay. Do you have to, like, stop and start in the middle of your calls and kind of, like, help them throughout their work?
No.
Or?
Like, sometimes they'll come and ask me, and I'll be like, hold on, Mama, I need help. But, yeah, but not my oldest. Like, with my oldest, they was, like, really, like, working, like, getting on to me.
Okay. Well, the reason why this call was even brought to our attention is because the client sent it to us and asked us to review it and said that the customer emailed in and complained about why he wasn't provided the type of service he's been getting when he calls in trying to place an order. We told him we couldn't place the order, and he was explaining to you that he wasn't really computer literate, so he didn't know how to go online and do it himself, or else he would have been doing that before, is how he explained it to you. But you were just like, I'm sorry, sir, we can't place the order for you. So he ended up emailing, the client got the email and asked to review the call. But basically what it's come down to is the client has asked for us to remove you from OMAX, the skill altogether, so you will no longer be taking OMAX calls, unfortunately. I would highly suggest that you try your best to see if there's some other alternative you can do with the kids. I know that it's just you, and I know you're really the only one who is their caretaker and all, but I'm not sure if something else can be put in place as far as with helping them out when your own calls, or maybe just have your schedule, see if it can be updated to where you come in later when they're done with their schoolwork. Something along those lines to help you from being so distracted and so much noise in the background, because I understand that, you know, Rick is fine with us working from home, but we have to make sure that our area is surrounded, you know, silently and not a whole bunch of ruckus in the background and kids and us having to do long pauses and helping them out, and it just doesn't seem professional, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So along with the removal from the campaign, it will result in a 2-day suspension. I know that you were spoken to on quite a good number of occasions about distraction on your call since you've been working from home. I don't know if maybe you need to come back in office, if that's even possible or something that you can consider. But something's going to have to give in order for you not to keep having these steps take place like this, because it's really starting to affect your production and your call handling. And I hate that it has come to this, because when you were in office, we never had any issues with you with following protocol. You maintained good weekly scores. If anything that I had to speak with you about, it was about something super small, and I would just talk to you about it while we were right there. But since you've been home, it's just kind of like you're deteriorating, and it's by the day, honestly.
So I'm suspended today?
Yeah, you'll be suspended for today and tomorrow. And you'll be able to return back on Friday at 7 when you're scheduled again.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, when clients ask us to be removing agents from skills and everything, that's never a good look. It's never a good thing. So I really want you to focus just on your retention campaign, since, you know, that and Penguin, because if anything is to happen after this, it could lead to, you know, probation and then termination, and we don't want it to have to get that far. You've been with us for a long time, and I know that everything going on with us.
I'm just going to come back in office. I'm just going
to.
Just
I mean, if it's an option, I would highly recommend that. I wouldn't just continue to let your scores keep dropping and these things like this keep happening all the way up to this type of seriousness if you are able to come back in office.
I'm just going to come back. This just give me a new time. Now I'm just get myself together. No lie, I do need to call Charter, but I'm just going to come in. I'll just see you Friday.
Yeah, because your audio is, like, extremely bad. You keep going in and out.
In and out. I know, and about this, my baby wife, I don't know. I'm just going to come in. I'm just going to come in. I just got to pay somebody to get my kids. I just, because my oldest is gone. So, my little ones, I just had to talk to their daddy.
Yeah, and you want to just try to remember that when a customer's asking questions on something, or if you want to be sure you're clearing your questions, if you have to post them in Teams or if you PM one of us, be sure you're clear on what you're asking, because I don't know if there was that misunderstanding between what product it was you were talking about and with that lead giving you the information on another product. You want to make sure that you're specifying, hey, this is Omax. Hey, do you know if we have that? Is, you know, an Omax lead in perhaps that I can ask this question on? And be sure you're also reviewing, well, not now for Omax anyway, but any other campaign. You want to be sure that you list what it is, what campaign it is, what you're offering. And if a customer asks you, hey, what does this mean? You got to explain it to them. You can't just repeat what you told them the first time so that they know what you're talking about. Because that one call I listened to, you told her three times the exact same thing, and she kept telling you, I don't know what that means. So it's either you're not wanting to explain it to her, or you're just not understanding.
So I'm on probation?
That you aren't being asked to. No, you're not on probation. You're just suspended right now.
Okay.
You won't be on probation, but if something else occurs, then that can lead to probation. And then, you know, you don't want to get to those steps, so I won't even discuss them, because that's not where you're trying to get to. You want to just correct errors going forward and just do better.
Correct.
Even if you can't come in, just try your best to be quiet in a quiet setting, have the kids situated, and focus. Put your phone down. Turn the TV off. Literally just focus on your call, because even excessive hold times and things of that nature, that can get you, you know, having to be coached and talked to again. And those are little things that can be fixed. Hello? Brianda? Hello? Hello? I think you lost audio. Brianda? Hello? 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 Brianda? Disconnecting. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call, Brianda.